May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be ever pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was at theological college, one of my fellow students once told us that before going for training, he happened to say to a friend that he was going into the ministry. The friend, a civil servant, replied, "Oh, which ministry is that then?" Thinking perhaps Ministry of Health or Agriculture or Education or something like that. An easy mistake to make, but actually they were both wrong. Because you see, my fellow student was already in the ministry of the church before he went off to college to train as an ordinand. Because all Christians are called to exercise a ministry of some sort or other. Some people, it is true, are called to a more specialist sort of ministry, a public ministry, and they are set apart for this and equipped for it by the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of ordination. But the sacrament which confers gifts for ministry for all Christians is baptism. Baptism is the way we become members of the body of Christ. And because that is when the gifts of the Spirit are conferred on us, it follows that these gifts are for the sake of the whole body, which is what Paul is saying in that passage from Romans that we heard today. The teacher's gifts are to teach, the exhorter to encourage and chivy the rest, and so on. As we know, St. Paul returns to the theme of the body of Christ several times in his letters, using it as an illustration of how all have different gifts, but all must use them for the sake of the whole body, the church. Today, later on in the service, we will publicly recognize and affirm the different gifts that so many people offer for the building up of the church. People who give of their time and talents to arrange flowers, nurture the young in the faith, serve coffee, make music to enrich the worship of us all, serve on council, offer prayers for our fellowship together. The list could go on and on. If these are the gifts we have received, we are called to use them not to pursue our own agendas, but for the sake of the whole church, the body of Christ. Some might say this is no different from any voluntary organization where a person who has a head for figures, say, might serve as treasurer in his photography club. Or someone with computer skills might produce posters and programs for the drama group, and so on. On the surface, it might look like this, but when we look deeper, it is quite different. In that passage we heard this morning from St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, he sets the context of the service that people offer as teachers, evangelists, exhorters, and so on. He sets that in the context of being called to be a living sacrifice and in the context of our worship of God. You see, we have to start with what the church is. As we are reminded at the Eucharist, we are the body of Christ, and the church is a divine institution founded by Jesus Christ and called to be a sacramental sign of God's presence in the world. What the church is for, what it does, is to provide clues as to how God shares our lives. In a nutshell, the church is there to make Christ visible in the world. I think, by the way, we have missed a trick today in not being able to set this time of affirmation and dedication in the context of the sacrament, the Eucharist, but unfortunately the calendar and the rota were against us. I say this because the Eucharist establishes the pattern. We offer our gifts. God transforms. We receive them back enriched. And we also see in bread broken and wine outpoured, Jesus giving of himself for all. Look, we are being told, this is Christ-like living. Go and do likewise. Similarly, the sacrament of baptism makes visible the Christian calling. First of all, standing at the door, the candidate states that they have come to a crossroads in their life, with the threefold response, I reject, followed by I turn to Christ. And later, being plunged into the water, rising out of it and being clothed with new garments. These are all signs of dying to self and entering into a Christ-centered life. As I said earlier, it is by baptism that we become members of the body of Christ. And these outward signs of dying to self shows us that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are not to be used in a self-centered way, but for the sake of the whole body. The church, then, is a community of gifted people called to use their gifts for the good of all. The other sacramental signs by which the church makes Christ visible in the world include reconciliation or forgiveness, by which broken relationships are healed and restored, often involving a death to the self that caused the brokenness or hurt in the first place. And similarly, in the sacrament of healing, with its sign that we are taken out of ourselves into dependence on God alone, challenging us to think not what we want for our lives, but what He wants. Through these signs that we call sacraments, the church makes visible the type of relationship God is calling us to have with Him and with one another. We are called to be self-giving and reconciling, putting others and their needs before ourselves. That is the pattern of God's relationship with us, shown in Jesus Christ, and which we show forth when we put these sacramental signs into practice. When we do so by offering our time and talents here in the church fellowship, we are building up the body of Christ. When we do so in the wider community, we are walking sacraments, making visible how God's will may be done on earth. as it is in heaven. And now to that same God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed as is most justly due, all honour, might, majesty, dominion, and power, now and forever. Amen.